Another member of the president's cabinet is coming to Alaska. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter revealed this morning that he'll visit the 49th state someday this week. Details are scarce, but APRN's Liz Ruskin gleaned a few, and she reports on Senator Dan Sullivan's attempt to press Carter on a recent incident in the South China Sea.
Secretary Carter let slip his travel plans at a Senate Armed Services hearing after agreeing with Senator Dan Sullivan that the military should have a serious operation plan for the Arctic.
I appreciate the fact that you are a champion of that and can consider me a supporter, and I appreciate it. And we'll have a chance actually to discuss that in Alaska later this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And that was it. A Pentagon spokesman confirms that Secretary Carter will visit this week and says they'll release details in the coming days. Mike Anderson, a spokesman for Sullivan, says the secretary expects to land in Fairbanks. At the hearing, Sullivan asked Carter to confirm news that the U.S. sent a ship into waters China claims for itself. Carter was oblique.
We have said, and we are acting on the basis of saying, that we will fly, sail, and operate wherever international law permits.
Did we send a destroyer yesterday inside the 12-mile zone of one of the...
To do that, there have been naval operations in that region in recent days.
When Sullivan was done, Senator John McCain pressed Carter further, saying it's frustrating that Carter is keeping mum about a known operation.
Something that is all over the media and confirmed by everyone, and you come before this committee and say you won't comment on it? Why?
I'm going to not be coy with you. I don't like, in general, the idea of talking about our military operations, but what you read in the newspaper is accurate.
Sullivan is a critic of what he sees as the Defense Department's inaction in parts of the globe, including the response when Chinese military ships were spotted last month within the 12-mile territorial zone off the Aleutians. U.S. defense officials called it innocent passage. Sullivan says it was more like provocation. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.